And that's it from the Radio 1 newsroom for tonight, but we'll be back at 6:30.
Thank you very much indeed, Simon. Good morning, world. Shall we do it? It's been just over 10 years since a lot of us got together on a Saturday afternoon, remember? And now we have the chance to reassemble on a Saturday at the midnight hour. Nice to be back, music lovers. And between now and 2 o'clock, we have a mixture of the old and the new, not forgetting the Fluffline album requests that came through from you last week, all right? And with a little bit of luck, we'll encounter Gary Moore, Pink Floyd, Ted Nugent, Lone Star, Georgia Satellites, the great Jeff Healey Band, Rush, and yes, we have an archive session from 1980 and the great talents of Whitesnake, and perhaps time too for AC/DC, even Buckley James Harvest, right? So, as they say, let's go for it with Bow Wow. And I've got to tell you, music lovers, that I think that is their very best era, 1986. The Vow Wow there from the album Cyclone, and that was called Eclipse and Siren Song. I got to tell you, too, that it's a joy to be back, and at my right hand stands he of the Friday Night Rock Show, Mr. Thomas Vance, to make sure the right hand does know what it's doing. It makes me feel actually quite, it makes me feel even... Actually, music lovers, Tommy Vance and I have been in conversation during the playing of that from ZZ Top, and we do come to the decision that there is an album in the pipeline on the way for 1989. Certainly hope so. ZZ Top there tonight in our Saturday rock show from Afterburner and Delirious. Of course, they said on the rock show, you will keep the music quiet, won't you? And I said, well, of course. Do you think I'd play anything loud? Not at all.
Yeah.
Yes, the great Mr. Gary Moore in our Saturday Night Rock show tonight with a brand new album on the way called After the War, a single of the very same title out at the moment. And of course, we had Noddy Holder on backing vocals there, Ian Pace playing drums. He appears a little later in our Whitesnake session. And there it was, Mr. Gary Moore and Victims of the Future and the Shapes of Things to Come. Incidentally, I think we'll do a bit of travelling, all right? Right, we're calling it Angelo Cuffell from Luton in Beds. Good evening, or good morning to you, Angelo. All right, close to the heart from the new Rush double live album, A Show of Hands, and that's our pleasure. Hang around. Thanks for coming through last week. And also Chris Utteridge from Leicester celebrated his birthday last Thursday. How old, Chris? 61? I'll bet you weren't. Anyway, I hope you had a good time. And you'd like to hear Rush for Adam and Sam and Andrew Stanley and John and Dan and all the gang. And may we take the point of incorporating all guests tonight in the Sunday morning rock show at this particular stage for a showing of Rush. Thank you. Well, there it was, music lovers, for, let me see, Angelo Cuffar there in Luton Beds. Hope you enjoyed that, Angelo, and also Chris Utteridge in Leicester. Had his birthday there and all the gang. That was Closer to the Heart. The double live album, Rush there, and A Show of Hands, all right? And incidentally, I do notice that there's been a lot of attention taken of the Canadian gentleman, Mr. Jeff Healy. Does he play a mean guitar? Does he watch? You have a listen to this, all right? The great Canadian guitarist, Mr. Jeff Healy there. In fact, the whole Jeff Healy band in our Sunday night rock show, Sunday morning rock show. What are you talking about, Fluff? That was called Don't Let Your Chance Go By. Oh, yes, we certainly do have violins this morning on Radio 1, that is for sure. I've just had a ring from Mr. Andy Peebles, who said, would you please send a greeting to Jackie and Kathy in Q? And if so, you can listen to my Verdi Don Carlos. Oh, Andy, you are a one, aren't you? In the meantime, shall we have something rather lilting and lovely like this?
Yeah.
Is that not wondrous, music lovers? And there it was, Manowar in full flight this morning in our Sunday morning rock show on Radio 1, would you believe it? Manowar and the title track there from Kings of Metal. And don't forget, we're going to kick your...
Radio 1, call the controller.
Hi, Annie Nightingale here. All the things you've ever wanted to know about Radio 1, but were afraid to ask. Well, now's your chance. I'll be introducing you to Radio 1's controller, Johnny Beerling, and our head of music, Roger Lewis, who will be with me to answer your questions live on Sunday in the first hour of my request show from 7 till 8. And the phone lines will be open on Sunday from 6 o'clock.
Radio 1.
Thank you very much indeed, Annie, and kisses on the bottom. And I promise you, music lovers, it's like this.
like the sun.
Takes us back, music lovers, right? Remember 1975, 14 years ago, we played the whole album in the Saturday Rock Show on Radio 1. I was only a mere stripling of a lad there at 47, too. Anyway, that was Pink Floyd and Wish You Were Here and Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Hello, Scotland. Where have you been all my life? Right, shall we have a bash with Ted? We'll be right back. Oh, he is rather naughty, isn't he? Ted Nugent there, taken from the album If You Can't Lick 'Em, Lick 'Em. Here, Ted, he's got to move away from Van Halen. What are we going to do? Never mind, there he was. Ted Nugent, and the harder they come, the harder I get.
I'm a little worried about Alan.
Who isn't? Right, we're calling in Dave Wright from Sullahull. Good evening. Good morning to you, Dave. All right, she said Lone Star from your best mate John Stemp. And also Andy Mason came through last week from Derbyshire. Morning to you, and Lone Star, she said, and I'm waiting for an old focus session before too long. All right, see what we can do about it. We'll talk to Vance Pants, all right? Even Mr. Tony Wilson, who's the producer. Hang around.
Everything was right.
Yeah.
making me feel like I've never been born.
Those certainly were the days, all right, music lovers. Remember when we thought that Lone Star were going to be an absolute mega band and never quite took off? Anyway, Dave Wright in Sullerhole there, and John Stemp and Andy Mason and all the gang. Certainly hope that you enjoyed Lone Star and She Said. What do you say we do something like,
yeah.
And there it was, Georgia Satellites and a little bit of Battleship Chains in our Sunday morning rock show on Radio 1. I almost said something else then, as a matter of fact. I hope you enjoyed that. I must say, music lovers, it is tremendous being back with you. And may it go for a long time, right? That's, of course, with the permission of Mr. Tommy Vance, who is standing here looking so illustrious, I cannot tell you. I'm a bit soppy, aren't I?
Offer must close Monday. Offer must close Monday.
It's big.
Keeps baby dry and fresh.
But I only dropped in for a coffee.
Open Bank Holiday Monday.
20% off. No charges, and no interest at the Shouting Bank.
Radio 1 FM, where no commercials means more music.
Oh, yeah, and he ain't kidding. I want to tell you, it's just coming up to 1 o'clock now. We're going to have an archive session, music lovers. And don't forget, if you'd like an album request, you can phone us on 637-4343 during the next half hour, all right? We'll have a little bit of a tete-a-tete, so get ready for this. You can hear the sound, all right? We're going back to the year 1980, 9 years ago, and that was the time when Whitesnake were headlining at the Reading Festival. And what an occasion it was, too. We have some tremendous numbers coming up for you. So hang around, enjoy the ambiance, and enjoy the music. Whitesnake at Reading.